Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
showing a circuit to a mate. Hi, kitten. Look, I'm just on a break.
Excellent. Yeah?
Okay, so just going on a break. Beautiful looking cat, even though I hate cats. Going for a walk, taking a break from writing up a research paper. I'm about to go print it out and read it out again to you, you poor bastards out there. Going up just around to mate's place to take a break, share perhaps a bit of chocolate. So I've got three people that I occasionally visit once every week or 2 weeks just to keep up with what's going on. And I've had there's unbelievably a hamster out there. This is a guinea pig just going for a free run outside. In fact, I'm sure it's okay. But it's you know, pretty dangerous. I think there's these eagles and other sort of birds of prey around the place. So yeah, today I had to travel more, 40 kilometres off to a soccer match and freezing. So there's been a huge cold spell. And people actually smoke further up the mountains. So this 100 kilometre by 300 kilometre, I suppose you call it mountain range, but it only gets up to probably 1,300 metres at the most. This is 300 metres, but it's absolutely freezing. So I went there and then working through the research paper as you do, and I have to sort of get back and order in the next tranche of gear. Probably about $40, which is US $20 worth of gear, but that takes sort of 6 weeks to, well, 4 or 6 weeks to come out from China. I don't know how it does. I really don't know what happens. The Chinese respond sometimes within 12 hours, and I say it's packed in a way, but for some reason it takes a huge amount of time to finally get out here. So I'm just taking... There was one time where I had to order something from New Zealand, to my great delight, it was actually shipped before I ordered it, because New Zealand's several hours, I suppose, ahead of us. Yeah, maybe ahead or behind. So that was great. So I'm going to switch off now as I go up to my friend, and if he wants to chat, we might have a chat. If he's not there, he's not there, but he is, and I can see his truck, his Pino, and we'll just have a bit of a chat and see how it goes. I'll give him this podcast, and we'll see how it goes. He's probably busy. If not, I'll move off to a next friend and yet a next friend. So, stopping for the moment. We'll see how it goes. I'm now at my mate's plate, and he's made me a cup of tea, giving me half his sandwich, and I'm chatting with his kids. There's Pino over here. We'll chat to him in a quick while later on. They can't hear you, don't worry. They can only hear in this direction. And I was explaining to Lillian how the microphone works and how the actual software works. So we've had a little bit of a break, a few goes, and the computer goes through and just eliminates any short testing piece. So it just goes through there. And she just heard how this actually works, and looking at the little dictaphone and shotgun microphone. So I'm just going to quickly go over it and just say hello, and then we'll just talk about it. So do you want to say hello, Lillian?
Hello.
Do you want to say your name and or don't say it for besides your name? I think that's all the people want to work at. I suppose the important thing is that you've been helping me. You two ladies have been helping me design some of my equipment.
Yeah, we've been helping him design the equipment for it.
One of you came up with the brilliant idea of music and lights for the dancing duck. Who was that?
Mine.
And what's your name and what's your idea?
My name's Lily, and the idea is I know that kids really like music and lights, so I thought they might like it. So that was my idea.
So what I've done is, as I was building a sort of a university experiment, and actually testing it, some of the parts I didn't need to use anymore. Some parts I would work, and they'd break a little bit. I'd test them up till they break, and put that together to make a dancing duck. Showed it across to there's Lillian and Bella. Yeah, Bella. Sorry, Bella and Bella came up with the idea of music and lights.
You don't have to lean over, it can listen to a long distance.
Yeah, because lights and music are very fun for kids to play with.
Yes, so having saw Lillian first off, I then put a little capacitive sensor on the box, and when you press it, the duck begins to dance. But guess what? Guess what?
What?
There you go. I've actually gone and found out how to actually put music and lights. And so you can buy for $2 a little, or for two things for $2. You can buy a little, the size of that little sausage you're eating there at the moment. So do you want to describe what you're eating at the moment? No, don't worry. It's okay. So it looks absolutely lovely. Little sausage there is a little... little buzzer.
Frankfurt.
Oh, Frankfurt, there you go. A little Frankfurt. And what we're doing now is that little buzzer, I can actually send music to it. I can actually program, send music to it. But also there's another little chip from inside a doll, which is the... you record your voice on it and it plays it back. But there's more. What else do you think I've done?
You could probably add in, like, these ice that could move around with the sensors of where the fingers touched keys.
I'll have to do that. So I'll have to ask you a few bit more about that. What I've done is I've found out this special glowing paper. It's this bright glowing paper. It's called electrolyte paper. And what do you think I'm going to do with that one?
You don't have to lean over.
It sends out a ray around you. So look, as long as I point it towards your mouth, it will get you.
I think he's going to use the glowing paper to put it over it so it blends in a really nice colour.
Over it? If I put it over it, you can't see the duck dancing.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to make a disco floor with it.
I'll make a disco floor with it. And the thing is, it's really cute because it's a tiny little box and it puts out 110 volts and it actually makes it glow underneath. But what was your idea?
So that you can get these eyes and put the eyes inside of the duck, and then when you put your fingers on the keys, the sense of your fingers would make the eyes of the duck move while it's doing the dancing on the dancing floor.
Okay, well, I can't possibly do that too easily, but one of the major thing I'm going to do is stick those little, those pet rock eyes.
You could stick those on the duck.
I'm going to stick one on the outside of the box, so the box looks like, yeah. Looks like a theme. So that's what in general I'm doing. And so we'll just wrap up this session. That's right. Do you want to say? Are you going to? I'll send it to you so you can hear it actually on the internet.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.